This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Personal data is how companies like Google and Facebook make money. Farmers have a whole different type of data created from their yield monitors and other equipment. Today, we'll hear from Dr. Terry Griffin, who is the Ag Technology Specialist with K-State Extension.
Data is intangible. It doesn't fit well in a nicely defined ownership laws. Who owns farm data? Who can? And what does it mean if we cannot own it? Who will still be participating in farm data industry 10 years from now? So we have lots of players, but the reality is one of them will be a winner. I do not believe that the agriculture producer will be the ultimate winner. Yield monitors, soil sensors, all these technologies have a primary use of data. A farmer has a yield monitor to document yields within a field. The secondary use of that same data, the reuse, yield monitor data, not just from one farm or one field, but from millions of acres across thousands of farmers, there are some other really cool things that can be done with that. Well, for the most part, those models don't directly benefit the farmer. They're going to be models that the outcome will benefit those who are running the models. It could be the manufacturers, it could be the retailers, it could be the data platform. The secondary uses is where venture capital is chasing the farm data industry.
You can hear the full radio interview with Dr. Griffin without my edits on agtoday.net. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.